This is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of November 22, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Sorry, I've been a little slack in getting some interim notes out for the holidays. But it's been a busy month so far. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving next week, and we'll see you soon. Instead of our usual catered or self-catered Christmas dinner, we have determined that it makes more sense to all go out together as a group. With that being said, we have a reservation for 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 10, at the Outback Restaurant, located at 7500 Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. Remember that once we return to bowling, Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. So, December 29, since we return on January 3. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is email zelda2152@gmail.com, telephone 443-629-0018. The Challenged Athletes Foundation grant applications are now open. They will be open until December 6. The application is available at challengedathletesfoundation.my.site.com/grants/S. Or you can click on the internet link in your email copy of this edition of the newsletter. You can talk to Leticia for more information about the process. Free items, if you are interested, please contact Karen Broderick at 919-906-0804. You would need to arrange to pick the items up. One bowling ball, 8 pounds. One bowling bag. One pair bowling shoes, women's size 5.5. And one CCTV. Jeff Tucker has a number of CBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels available to sell at a discount. Let him know if you would like any of the following items. His phone number is 919-832-4982. T-shirts are $5 each, hats $5, towels $2.50, luggage tags $1. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament also available. They are $2.50 each. T-shirts according to size. Small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one dark green, one navy. Large, two light green, one dark green, one navy, one black. Size XL, one red, two light green, one dark green, one black. Size 2L, two red, two light green, three black. Size 3XL, 2 red, 2 light green, 2 dark green, 1 navy, and 2 black. And finally, size 4XL, 1 red and 2 light green. For hats, we have 3 red, 4 light green, 2 dark green, 2 black, and 2 khaki brown. Bowling towels, these are all the same, blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. And luggage tags, white with blue writing on them, heavy plastic with a place to put the name and address. Some outlaws have asked about outlaw clothing items. Well, I need a dozen items to make up an order. So if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. Raffle tickets. The Raleigh Outlaws currently have a cash raffle fundraiser going. The winning ticket will be drawn our first night of bowling after Christmas. That will be January 3rd. Prizes are $50, $100, and $150. Tickets will be one for $2 or three tickets for $5. We encourage everyone to participate. And, ready for this? There will be a mystery prize for the person who sells the most tickets. So get out there and start selling. The Greater Cleveland Browns blind bowler. Let's say that over again because I mixed it up with the football team. The Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers will be hosting a league for the 2025 National Tournament, and they're having a fundraiser to help with expenses. Just at a quick glance, there are 18 or 19 flavors of popcorn, some in different bag sizes and some in combo packs, cheese spreads, chocolate, nuts, smoked sausages, cookies, Christmas wrapping paper, a coffee sampler, and a button to just plain donate if you don't want to purchase. All items are shipped directly to you. Feel free to pair up with someone to minimize shipping costs. The link will be active until 12/17, and you can order more than once. You can order by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. Watch for future fundraisers coming down the line in the spring, including options to pre-order tournament shirts. All funds raised will help offset costs for the tournament, hospitality, etc. Reservations are now open at the hotel for the 2025 National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. We will be at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport in Middleburg Heights. The rates are good from May 21 through May 26. Our room rate will be $119 plus tax. Call the hotel directly at 440-243-4040. And ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. And this from my observations at the mid-year about this location. The hotel does have a restaurant with a breakfast buffet and dinner menu, but not lunch. However, there are many restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel, including an IHOP and Dunkin/Baskin-Robbins on the parking lot, basically. The bowling alley has two restaurants, one with burgers, sandwiches, etc., and one with pizza, wings, and subs. They also have a bar. The alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in them and that if it got caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license, so they're very strict about it. Those of you who love candy and nuts may remember in years past when the Lioness Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser. Well, now we can order them and support the ABBA in the process. Click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter to place your order, and your selection will ship directly to you. You know the quality of these nuts and candy, so if you want to support ABBA, here's a tasty way to do so. Here's a side note, their pecan and walnuts are excellent for baking holiday treats, and who doesn't need that? Which takes us to some holiday items. This first one is certainly a holiday item. Yes, it is. Pecan pie balls. Never heard of that one. Your ingredients, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1/4 cup corn syrup, 1/4 cup butter, melted, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 cup of graham cracker crumbs, and 1/4 cup powdered sugar for coating. And here are your instructions. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 175 for centigrade. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. In a bowl, combine chopped pecans, brown sugar, corn syrup, melted butter, vanilla extract, cinnamon, and graham cracker crumbs. Mix it well. Roll the mixture into 1-inch balls and place them on prepared baking sheet. Bake for 10 minutes or until golden brown. Let the balls cool for a few minutes, then roll them in powdered sugar to coat. Oh, that just sounds so absolutely delightful. Well, let's move on to our next item. This isn't dessert, but this is can lead up to dessert. Chicken fried rice. Your ingredients. 2 cups cooked white rice chilled. 2 chicken breasts diced. 2 cloves of garlic minced. 1 cup mixed vegetables such as peas, carrots, and corn. 2 eggs beaten. 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. 1 tablespoon sesame oil. Salt and pepper to taste. And green onions for a garnish if you would like. Your instructions. In a large skillet or wok, heat some oil over medium-high heat. Add diced chicken and minced garlic. And cook until the chicken is cooked through and the garland is fragrant. Push the chicken to one side of the skillet and add beaten eggs to the other side. Scramble the eggs until fully cooked. Add mixed vegetables to the skillet and cook until they're tender. Add chilled rice to the skillet and stir fry everything together, breaking up any clumps of rice. Pour soy sauce and sesame oil over the rice mixture and continue to stir fry until everything is evenly coated. Season with salt and pepper according to your taste. And then garnish with chopped green onions if you wish. And another one that involves chicken. This is creamy chicken and rice casserole. The ingredients for this little puppy, 3 cups of cooked chicken shredded or diced, 1 cup long grain white rice, 1 can 10.5 ounces cream of chicken soup, 1 can 10.5 ounces cream of mushroom soup, 1 1/2 cups of chicken broth, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1 small onion chopped, 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup frozen peas, optional. But I've usually had, I'll go for that. Let's do it. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, salt and pepper to taste. Then optional for topping is 1/4 cup of breadcrumbs. Also optional for topping, 2 tablespoons of butter. Here are the directions. Again, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees centigrade. In a large mixing bowl, combine the cream of chicken soup, cream of mushroom soup, chicken broth, sour cream, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, and pepper. Stir until well combined. Add the cooked chicken, rice, chopped onion, and frozen peas, if using, to the bowl. Mix until everything is evenly coated with the creamy sauce mixture. Pour the mixture into a greased 9x13-inch baking dish and spread it out evenly. Sprinkle the shredded cheese on the top of the casserole. If desired, melt the butter and toss the breadcrumbs in it. Sprinkle the buttered breadcrumbs evenly over the top for a crispy topping. Cover the dish with aluminum foil and bake for 25 to 30 minutes. Remove the foil and bake for an additional 10 to 15 minutes or until the cheese is melted and bubbly and the casserole is hot throughout. Let it cool for a few minutes before serving. Boy, it's going to be nice on a chilly evening, I'll bet you. Here's your bowling schedule for December and January. Well, there is no bowling in December, but the Christmas dinner will be at the Outback Restaurant on Creedmoor Road at 6:30 p.m. When? I think we told you about that. Back on, I've got to search back for it, but it's earlier in the newsletter. It's going to be on December the 10th at 6:30 p.m. And that restaurant on Creedmoor Road is at 7500. That's the address. All right. Continuing on, you're on break until January 3rd. Then on January 3rd, it's week 7 of bowling. It'll be the ABBA Mailer Graphic. January 10th, week 8, bowl. January 17th, off because it's Martin Luther King holiday weekend. January 24th, bowl on the 9th, or bowl rather, that's the 9th week. And the 10th week is January 31st, and you will bowl on that one. So that about wraps it up for now. You've been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of November 22nd, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.